For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. China's State Council has declared the reduction of PM2.5 and other pollutants in smoggy cities as key in the fight against air pollution. A statement released after an executive meeting presided over by Premier Li Keqiang stated the main focus should be on major cities and regions with the worst smog. The cabinet stresses consistent efforts against pollution must be undertaken to enhance quality of life and benefit the environment. In December, 74 cities saw an increase in PM2.5 and PM10 of 56 and 30% respectively. The statement calls for more efforts to promote high-quality gasoline, energy conservation and the use of greener boilers. 10 billion yuan, or over $1.5 billion, has been allocated this year to reward key cities and regions that make significant progress in air pollution. Former Japanese Prime Minister Tomoichi Murayama is urging the current government of Shinzo Abe to honour the apology made in 1995. The former Japanese Prime Minister made the statement while giving a speech in Seoul at the invitation of South Korea's opposition Justice Party. When he was in office, Murayama made an official apology for the suffering of Japan's Asian neighbours, caused by wartime aggression. Known as the Murayama Statement, it says Japan caused tremendous damage and suffering to the people of many countries, particularly to those of Asian nations. North and South Korea have concluded their first high-level talks in 7 years. The two sides held the talks early on Wednesday at the border village of Panmunjom. North Korea has called on the South to delay its military drill with the United States until after the reunion event. No other details about the discussion have been released. Seoul and Pyongyang agreed last week to hold reunions for families separated by the Korean War from February the 20th to the 25th. A trilateral meeting involving senior US and Russian officials with UN mediator Lakhdar Brahimi has been moved forward one day and will now take place on Thursday in Geneva. Ahead of the meeting, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Gennady Gatilov had stressed that a political solution is necessary to resolve the crisis in Syria. Warring sides from Syria have met face-to-face in Geneva on Wednesday to continue the second phase of peace talks. The two sides have been unable to agree on a common agenda for the talks, which started on Monday. On the ground, more civilians are being evacuated from the embattled city of Homs as the ceasefire truce draws to a close. A British man, believed to have carried out a suicide bombing in Syria last week, has been identified as Abdul Wahid Majid, a man from Crawley in West Sussex, England. The 41-year-old is believed to have carried out a suicide truck bombing in the city of Aleppo last Thursday. The attack occurred at a prison in central Aleppo and allowed inmates to escape. Anti-terror police are searching a house in Martyrs Avenue, Langley Green, as part of their investigation. The bombing may be the first in the country to be carried out by a Briton. The prison was the scene of heavy fighting between opposition and Syrian forces last week. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake has hit China's Xinjiang region. There were no casualties. The epicenter of the quake is in a high-altitude area that is sparsely populated. A 5.4 magnitude quake hit the same region yesterday afternoon. Three more human cases of H7N9 bird flu have been reported in China. All of the new victims are in Zhejiang, bringing the total number of confirmed cases in the province to 82. Among the new cases of the virus, an 84-year-old man is listed in critical condition. The others, men aged 46 and 58, are in a severe condition. No evidence of widespread human-to-human transmission of the virus has been detected. Authorities are warning people about the risk of keeping poultry at home or visiting live poultry markets. Official data shows the average price of residential land in Chinese cities has increased throughout the fourth quarter. This marks a seventh consecutive quarter of gains as demand from developers remains high after a jump in home sales last year. The average price of residential land in 105 cities surveyed is $830 per square meter, up 2.6% from the previous quarter. On an on-year basis, prices rose 9% in the fourth quarter, up from 7.6% in the third. That's the latest headlines from CRI. I'm Alexander Orcott.